Looking forward to this weekend, especially the Formula One 2018 Rolex Australian Grand Prix is happening at Albert Park, and it's happening right until the 25th of March. A big, big event, huge event in Melbourne, and we absolutely love it. For ticketing and more information regarding the Formula One 2018 Rolex Australian Grand Prix, head to the website grandprix.com.au. That's grandprix.com.au. CEO of the Grand Prix Corporation, Andrew Westacott, affectionately we call him Westy. Very good morning to you, buddy. How are you?
Fantastic, Matt, man, because the Albert Park is now a race circuit. We got close to the public last night, and with Formula One on track, Supercars Championship, and Daniel Ricciardo in town somewhere, you know, it's really exciting.
Managed to catch up with the ambassador for this year, Brooke Meredith. She is absolutely stunning, and she was very complimentary towards you, Westy.
Brooke's a fantastic girl. She's, you know, from up in the Murray, actually further upstream at Albury Wodonga, but grew up loving Formula One, watching it with her father, and she's playing a great role across all 4 days of the event, and you know, terrific person.
Now, plenty happening on the track, but also plenty happening off the track as well. It really is the complete event, isn't it?
Yeah, well, look, as Victorians and Aussies, we make sure we do command entertainment. We've got to get value for money when we go to our sporting events, and the Formula One event is no exception. In fact, we have the biggest track program of any Grand Prix around the world, and we've probably got most off-track entertainment. We've got 71 music acts across the 4 days for a start.
It all kicks off this coming Thursday. Don't forget Friday, of course, is practice, Saturday qualifying, and then the race, of course, at 4:10 on Sunday. It's going to be a blockbuster. And Daniel Ricciardo, mate, how's he going to go?
Well, he's in a lot quicker car than he was for the last couple of seasons, and Red Bull, the team that he drives for, is talking up their chances, and they have pre-season testing in Catalunya in Spain, and Daniel was the quickest on both of the days he was out there, and he got some big laps under his belt, so they're going to be good. Ferrari's going to be hard to beat, the reigning champions in Melbourne, as are the reigning world champions, Mercedes. So it promises to be a cracker on Sunday.
Now, it's going to be a little bit different this year. I believe the cars are different. Obviously, we've got the Grid Kids, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. They must be excited, are they?
Oh, I met a few of them, the 8 and 12-year-olds, on Sunday when they were down here with their parents. And to say they were smiling more than Daniel Ricciardo himself would have been an understatement, because, you know, they're young karters from Karting Australia, and they're pumped. So that's really good for us. There's going to be 60 children on the grid performing a range of roles and being with their heroes. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, terrific. And kids 14 and under can attend the event absolutely free with any adult ticket purchased. So keep it in mind, that's the Formula One 2018 Rolex Australian Grand Prix, Albert Park, this weekend. Kicks off this coming Thursday. Very, very exciting stuff. Best of luck to Daniel Ricciardo. Westy, I know you're busy, mate. Thank you so much for your time, as always, mate. We love you, as you know, and looking forward to getting down there hopefully next year.
We'll look forward to seeing you, and Matt. Man, Supercars is a championship round across 4 races. A good reason to jump on a V-line train and get down here.
You better believe it. And best of luck to the local boys in regards to the Supercars, Cam Waters, and also Rick Kelly. Good on you, Westy. Thank you very much, mate. Have a ripper. There he goes, a superstar, and we love him, Andrew Westacott.